Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Roman Catholic cardinals are expected to meet at the Vatican today to decide funeral plans for Pope Francis, who died Monday at age 88. ABC's James Longman.
Today, they will meet to decide when the funeral will be. Mm-hmm. Usually the funeral is between 4 and 6 days after death. So we would expect during this period of mourning, there's a 9-day period of mourning, over the weekend, we predict that his funeral will take place.
Following Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland, four House Democrats have traveled to El Salvador to draw attention to Kilmar Abrego Garcia, deported by the Trump administration to a notorious El Salvador prison and has refused to help return, even after the Supreme Court ruled the government must do so. Representative Maxwell Frost of Florida says this trip is about more than just one man.
We're worried, of course. We demand the release of Abrego Garcia, but we're also worried about our own constituents. We represent people across the entire nation.
This is ABC News. The gunman responsible for killing 23 people in a racially motivated attack in an El Paso Walmart pleaded guilty to capital murder Monday as part of a plea deal to avoid execution. Dozens gave victim impact statements before Patrick Crucius was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Among them, the sister-in-law of victim Arturo Benavides, who spoke through a translator.
You left my sister with panic attacks, depression, and loneliness.
Y hasta ahorita no se ha podido recuperar.
And up until now, she has not been able to recover.
Pero no nomás a ella, sino a, nos destrozaste a toda la familia.
But not only her, you destroyed our whole family.
The Department of Education announced Monday it'll begin collection next month on student loans that are in default. About 5.3 million borrowers are in default on student loans. The department says involuntary collections will begin May 5th. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning, both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in two episodes of Ahsoka Season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms moving into the area during the overnight. Morning lows in the lower 40s, and some of the rain could be heavy. On your Tuesday, showers and storms around. Then we'll see some clearing in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
It's the final episode of the Earl Ingram Show. I want to thank everybody. I'll share on how to stay connected, and then attorney Scott Harris will join me in the studio to share his inspiring story.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. You'll recall yesterday, Easter Sunday, Donald Trump went to his Virginia golf course. You know, he doesn't go to church, never has, although he loves to proclaim that he's a Christian, to play golf. And, you know, apparently between holes went off on a rant in which he said, Happy Easter. We will make America great again. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Yeah. And then he goes, the businessmen who criticized, this is in all caps, right? The businessmen who criticized tariffs being both bad at business and really bad at politics. He then shared his golden rule of negotiation and success. He says, Russia and Ukraine should start to do big business with the United States of America, which is thriving and make a fortune. And he wraps his rant up by calling himself, quote, the greatest friend American capitalism ever had. Right. So let's just review the greatest friend American capitalism ever had's performance. He has introduced chaos. Absolute screaming, flaming, market crashing chaos into international trade markets. His tariff wars, particularly with China, have upended global supply chains. They've created uncertainty, which is the opposite of what capitalism wants. I mean, capitalism, you know, likes predictability. Every business likes predictability. Most every business. There are some businesses that thrive in unpredictable circumstances, but they're the exception to the rule. So number one, he introduced chaos into global trade markets. Number two, he undermined the rule of law, which is the basis for institutional predictability. If you're doing business, you know, I'm making my widgets in China, and I discover that if Tim Apple... You know, Trump's name for Tim Cook. If Tim Apple gives Donald Trump $1 million for his inaugural slush fund, and then suddenly his company gets a pardon from the tariffs, but I haven't given him $1 million and I can't. I mean, that's institutional predictability is a big deal. I'm going to sneeze here in a second. Pardon me. Always come in twos, right? So, number three, he expanded the deficit and the national debt with no return on investment. He added $7 trillion to our national debt in his first term and claimed that it would cause the economy to boom. It didn't. In fact, the economy crashed under Trump. Reagan started this lie back in the 1980s that, oh, if we reduce taxes on rich people, the job creators, they'll use that extra money that they get from not having to pay taxes to pay their people better and to develop new products. It's a lie. It's just a simple lie. But Trump did it, and so now we've got a $36 trillion debt. He politicized the Fed and other independent institutions. He's been pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates. That's why the Dow is down 1,100 points right now. It was because of his early morning rant about Jerome Powell. Number five, he favors crony capitalism over true competition. I mean, if you want capitalism to work, regulated capitalism to work, and it can work very well.